Roll in steam, it would seem it's a dream in the sauna.
In the sauna.
If you're healthy, you'll
be. Song in the sauna at the beginning of our segment here, sung by Stephen Sokala. He's from Minnesota. I think it's Sokala. From Minnesota, and a good way to get us into talking about saunas or saunas, as I've always called them, saunas. They outnumber cars in Finland, I'm told, and you can find them, of course, in gyms, spas, city apartments, and country cottages. Way back when I was a much younger guy, the apartment complex I lived had a sauna, and it was a lot of fun to use it. Their popularity is growing here in the U.S. And so today we're going to be talking about installing one of your own. And you could do it in your home or you could do it just outside your home if you want to do it that way. Our guest, Joel Torino, he owns Soulful Saunas in Viroqua and builds indoor and outdoor saunas. And maybe you have one already in your home. Let us know why you love it, or maybe you're looking to get one. Give us your questions at about sauna design at 800-642-1234. Give a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. Joel Torino, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Larry, for having me. I appreciate being here.
Why did you decide to start a sauna business in Viroqua?
Well, growing up in northern Michigan with the Finnish-inspired culture, saunas were a big part of our lives. And it was an every Friday night thing to walk down the street to my aunt's house and have sauna. And eventually my father put one in our garage or our cabin up in the UP. And so it's been something that I've enjoyed all of my life. And probably about 30 years ago, my wife and I talked about, you know, loving sauna so much that someday maybe we should do that as a business. And come 2020, after 38 years of working in the industrial corporate manufacturing world, I thought, well, maybe now's a good time to do this. So we started with a nice log prototype at our home here in Viroqua and put it next to a spring. So it has the nice hot wood fired as well as the cold spring coming out of the hill. And we started that, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. And away it went. So we've been making them pretty busily ever since.
Oh, that's cool. So there's interest out there.
There is a lot of interest, and it's been growing. I remember when I first started the business, I reached out to some of my suppliers for the electric stove companies, the bigger names, and I asked them, I said, what's the seasonality of the saunas? Do you see it more in the summer, more in the winter? And they said, since COVID came along, it has been a very high flat line of demand for the sauna materials, sauna products. So it's been quite busy. You know, there has been some up and downs, but yeah, we're pretty busy right now.
Renee in Viroqua has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Renee.
Good afternoon. Yes, I've had a sauna for 4 years. Joel custom built it into a building that I had existing. And I would say I do use it year round. There's a few days in August when it's not quite as calling my attention, but I really do love it.
Oh, Renee, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. So you got a satisfied customer there.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Renee. Yes. We talk often about saunas, her and I.
And she used sauna, and, you know, I got to say, there was a little bit of discussion because I always had used the term sauna. And sauna, I mean, it does it make any difference to you?
Well, it doesn't, but, you know, the sauna is the the authentic Finnish terminology or dialect, right? And so I oftentimes have to tell people and use the word sauna when I'm getting them interested in what I do. Once they understand it, oh, okay. And then eventually I will transform them to being sauna speakers.
I love that. Oh, man. Well, here is Renee had one added to a building in her home. When you think about adding a sauna to your home, well, first, what does it add to your life? Talk about that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of opinions out there. And for it to be in certain European cultures for hundreds, let alone thousands of years, I mean, there is a benefit to it. Personally, myself, I sauna 4 to 5 days a week. I have a wood-fired sauna that I use. And of course, in my business, I make a little bit of scrap with my wood scrap, so I heat with that. I sleep a whole lot better. I have a much better feeling in my skin. It helps with my muscle relaxing when I get stiff joints. I'm 65 years old, so I tend to get a little stiff from time to time. There are many benefits. They talk about it being similar to a brisk walk. So if you how you feel after a brisk walk, it helps with your heart rate. And the sweating alone is cleansing to your skin and to your body. So there's many, many health benefits to it.
Thinking about it, I think there's two main types of saunas, aren't there? The traditional sauna and there's what, an infrared?
There's an infrared sauna, which is, it's basically light-based. So it emits a wavelength of light. Where I don't work with those, I do radiant saunas. So wood-fired stoves, electric stoves, LP stoves, because of those, that's the realm that I grow up in, and that's the realm that I build in.
Roughly, how much should you budget if you want to own one? I suppose it depends on a lot of
things.
Well,
it depends, yes, because it's like remodeling your kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Design drives cost. So when people ask me those questions, I have to give them a range, okay? So you can go anywhere from $5,000 to $40,000, depending on what you want to put in, wood species, you know, type of stove, type of insulation, size is a big thing. So I really talk to folks about learning about their lifestyle, because integrating a sauna in your life should enhance your life. It should be integrated into your life, not just something that you do once in a while. That's where the real benefit comes from.
Yeah. I was thinking about the one in the apartment complex that I lived in. I think that one seated about 8 people.
It's big, yeah.
That's a pretty good size one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that one that would fit 2 to 4 is probably the more common?
It is pretty common. I've gone into homes and people have this idea what they want, and they, you know, they'll say, well, I want it big enough for my whole family. And then we start talking about their family and their lifestyle. And this one family in particular, she said, well, my son's 18 and my daughter's 17. And I asked her, how often do you think all of you will sauna at the same time with the kids being that age? And so she went from a very big sauna to something that was 4, 5 by 7, because in reality, it's going to be her and her husband. It's going to be her daughter and her girlfriends. It's going to be her son and his buddies, right? And so we are able to basically right-size the sauna for their family and their lifestyle. Now, on the other side, if you got a family that's young children are excellent to come into saunas. And once they start learning about the benefits and feeling the sauna, it's going to be with them their whole lives. So now that's got to be a little bit different.
Size. Yeah. So you need to do some good communication with the clients to figure all that out.
Absolutely. And I spend a lot of time with my customers early on. If I go back and look at my past orders, from the time a customer first reaches out until I deliver a sauna to them, there is 50 to 60 emails back and forth about many different things. But yes, it's learning about their lifestyle.
Joel Torino, our guest today, he owns Soulful Saunas in Viroqua. It's great to talk with him about saunas. And I hope you'll join in with your own thoughts. The number to call, 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking about saunas on the program today with Joel Torino, who he owns Soulful Saunas in Viroqua. Great to have him with us. And callers online, so let's take some calls. Wenzel in Amherst, your turn. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm all for saunas. I mean, I've had one for years. And to say nothing of marrying a full Finnish lady from Douglas County, Maple area. But a couple of quick comments on side of that. Years ago, Larry, you had an author, a Nordskeg, Michael Nordskeg, that was talking about a book he and another guy wrote, The Opposite of Cold, the Northwoods Finnish Sauna Tradition. It's full of, you know, a lot of photographs and some stories and all that sort of thing. And we got, you know, our two kids grew up in that sauna of ours. And so we each have a copy of it. But recently, I thought I'd try to get a UL-approved sauna stove, which I got out of Minnesota, and I forgot the name of it. It cost almost $3,000 by the time it got delivered. Works real well, but, you know, because insurance companies and your guest would probably comment on this too, but they, at least around me, they don't want to insure my barrel stove, quite frankly. So that's, I guess, my comments, and I can't. I like the sauna pronunciation, and my Rantala from home wife.
Wenzel, thank you so much for calling. And he raises some interesting points there, Joel.
Yes. Thank you for calling, Wenzel. Yeah, the UL listing is a very important thing when it comes to wood fired saunas, and I have replaced stoves in people's saunas because maybe they bought the place and their insurance company comes along and says that stove's got to go. So he's right. There's only one up in northern Minnesota that I know of that has a UL listing. There may be others. And I do sell a lot of those stoves. It's a very robust built wood-fired stove. And about the author, Mike Narkskog, he's a friend of mine. He doesn't live very far from me, matter of fact. So we talk saunas every time we bump into each other.
I remember that show with him as well. John in Eagle River has a question. Let's go there. Hi, John.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. I've got an 8x12 old outbuilding on a place I'm going to put a cabin in, a sauna in, and it's got good bones, but it's got no insulation. Like, it's just going to be a bare building with a roof, and I'm going to put a sauna in there. It's got a cement floor. Two questions. What do you do for insulation? I've seen people putting insulation in, people not putting insulation in, so I wondered about that. And then secondly, how do you size the stove? In that 8x12 building, I'm going to have a small changing room, and it's going to probably be a four-person sauna, pretty small. How do you size a wood stove for that?
Well, great question, John. Thanks for calling. So I do a lot of quoting, and I have built a few of saunas inside existing buildings. So your first question about the insulation. The insulation is your choice. I mean, years ago, some of these old-timers, they didn't put insulation in. I know the old Finns used to fill the walls with sawdust because they just needed a thermal break in there. A lot of people will use fiberglass. A lot of people will use mineral wool for either one of those. The right thing to do is use whatever you use. Make sure that it's installed properly, that there's not any gaps. It's not packed in. It's not rolled up inside of there. So everything is put in properly. And then you'll want to use a good aluminum foil barrier. The aluminum foil is the heat reflectant. Now, things that people don't realize is that the sauna is not meant to be sealed. You don't put plastic in saunas. I don't use any plywoods even. I use all straight boards, pine wood, that kind of stuff. So use the insulation that you best feel works for you, cost-wise, environmental aspects, your own personal installing it. And then the wood stove is typically, you size a stove based on the cubic footage that you're going to heat. So for electric stoves, you would take your cubic footage and you divide it by 50 to come up with the kilowatts required. Okay. Most sauna wood stoves are small, medium, or large. The problem with a wood stove is that it takes you more area around that stove to be safe. So you have to keep it away from the walls. You have to put in some good cement board behind it. You can do certain things like doing double layer of cement board to get you closer to the stove or closer to the wall. So you can tuck the stoves in a little bit tighter. You'll always want to build the stove surround to the manufacturer's requirements. You know, they want you to bring cement board up 5 feet from the floor, 3 feet wide. And some people will start to change that because they don't like the way that it looks. Well, there's been a lot of saunas that have burned down because they didn't design them properly. So wood stoves are really more dependent upon size and how do you, a 4x4 or a 4 foot square room, you're going to need a relatively small stove to make sure that you have room for people in there because that stove is going to get really hot. So I'd be more than willing to, talk through that more at any given time.
All right. And you have a nice website too. How do people get a hold of you?
Through the website, through soulfulsaunas.net. And on my website, I have a little design questionnaire that people can download and fill out and send it to me. And that way they convey their ideas to me. And it's the first way to walk through what they're thinking of. So then I can take the next step in far as the conversation and understanding what they're looking for.
So it's soulfulsaunas.net. .net. Okay.
Soulfulsaunas.net, yes.
Let's turn to Paul in Madison next. Hi, Paul.
Hi there. I'm actually looking to put a separated sauna on my property in the next few months. And I was wondering, so I have framing experience and feel pretty confident about putting the structure up itself. But I'm wondering what the requirements would be when it comes to having like a licensed electrician or a plumber to, make sure that insurance is going to be okay with all this.
So I've installed another one in Madison, and yes, you need to work with your electrician first of all, because if you're going to be in the city, you need to have, the proper wiring. I've had to change electrical boxes going into some of my buildings because of the Madison city codes. I would recommend you get your electrician and your plumber together before you start designing. Talk with them, understand what those requirements are. So as you build, you're developing that infrastructure into your building ahead of time. So then you're not having to go back and repair. I can help with supplies, whether it's the cedar or the benches or the doors or the windows. So get your experts involved early on with your project. That's what I would really recommend.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's turn to Steve in Boulder Junction next. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I've got an infrared sauna I bought a few years ago, which it's nice and it's kind of okay. It looks really nice. But it doesn't get as hot as the air in there doesn't get hot. It heats your body up like a microwave would heat up food or something. And it's okay, but I would like to have it warmer in there. I'm thinking of, is it possible that I could put a small electric heater in there as kind of a supplement to get the air warmer?
I wish I could answer that for you, but I really can't because I don't know about infrareds and I don't know what the requirement would be to do that. So If you wanted to exchange it with a nice radiant in your house sauna, I could help you with that. But I don't know what the ramifications would be to answer your question there.
But you could actually change out an infrared with a,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. It would be a whole new room and it would be a whole new structure because they don't have the insulation. They don't have the structure. They're meant to be shipped in panel sections. So, but nonetheless, that would be where I would take you.
All right, Steve, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. So between electric or gas, I guess, too.
LP, yeah.
LP gas and wood. Those are the main options. Is there one in your mind that's better than another, or?
Well, from a quality of steam standpoint and a quality of heat standpoint, nothing beats a good solid wood stove. But you necessarily don't put wood stoves in homes. So yeah. Wood stoves are for outside. I've only put one wood stove in a house, but they already had a Class A chimney built into their home. So they were able to have that hooked up. But if you're looking at in your home, you're typically going to go with an electric stove. And there's a lot of different options out there. I use certain brands that I've used over the years that are reliable. They come with great options and they have a really nice, you know, comfortable pricing. But if you're looking at true kind of pure sauna experience, nothing beats a wood stove with a good splash of water on it to give you some nice, the Finns call the loili. The loili is the magic steam that comes and cleans your skin and gets into your lungs and really makes you transform into a wonderful person.
It's sounding wonderful. I'm remembering my own experiences in saunas, and you're right. You do feel a whole lot better when you're in there and when you get back out. What about on the electrics, which probably most of them are either going to be LP or they're going to be electric if they're inside the home. What are you thinking about in terms of energy costs?
Well, surprisingly, the technology has helped with being very efficient with electric stoves. Several of my customers have talked about using the sauna 3 to 4 days a week over the course of a month and really only seeing about $40 to $50 increase in their electrical bill. And so it really has not added a lot to their system. The thing about electrical systems is now with technology, you can turn it on with your phone. So when you're coming home from work, Larry, you can turn that stove on and you could have it hot before you even get home. You can have LED lights, you can have Bluetooth sound, you can have beautiful systems inside of there. So it offers a lot of options that technology has come into play with the sauna world. And I've made some of them that I said, you know, these are no longer my grandfather's saunas because these are something that work off your phone nowadays.
You know? Work off your phone. And and you've got the music piped in, or
you got the music, you got Bluetooth speakers in there, you pair it with your house system. And I mean, they're beautiful. You know, I'm installing one this week that has all of those options.
And anybody ever put a TV in one?
I have not seen a TV one. I wouldn't recommend putting a TV in one. The sauna is meant to be kind of a quiet, peaceful place. A lot of people love to see the firelight coming out of the window of the wood stove door, and they don't even put electricity in a lot of these outbuildings. They just want candles and firelight and beautiful heat and lovely steam.
And the wood itself that goes into the building of the sauna, what's the best type in your mind?
Well, so cedar is the premier wood for the lining inside.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. It's soft. It's got a wonderful aroma. It's if you manage your stove properly and manage your steam properly, your sauna will be maintenance free. And that's the thing about the wood stove is it stays hot hours after you use it, so it dries the room. And so when you're done, you go in the morning, and the sauna is like it's brand new. It's ready to go.
Joel, it has been fun talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot, and I think our listeners did as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity.
Joel Torino, his business, soulfulsaunas.net. That's the place to go if you want to go online to learn some more about what his business is up to and what his saunas are up to. All right. Thanks to him, and thanks to our team. Team effort always. Our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod, our technical directors, Jeff Robbins and Lee Rayburn, and our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.
Burning through that wood pile, just relaxing here in style in the sauna.